I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face everywhere, every day. Let's pro-age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I get hacked as F on my journey to optimum health, not just with my body, but mind and spirit. Hello, hackers. I hope you're all doing really well. Today's topic, look, I am super passionate about this. Like, super is kind of an understatement how passionate I am about this topic. So today, what I want to speak to you about is the fact that you are an expert at something, and it is your duty to share that expertise with the world. You might be thinking, Belle, what the frick? I'm not an expert on anything. I don't know anything. Well, I'm here today to tell you that you do know something. You do know something. You are an expert in an area. It's just about narrowing down and finding what that is. Okay, so let's say you have been... Okay, how can I make this? Maybe I'll talk about my own story. No, do you know what I'll tell you is... I was watching an interview, not an interview, just a talk by this bloke called Matt Morris. And he said that you can become a master at anything. And now in order to become a master at something, all you have to do is read 5 books on the topic, a master or an expert. Read 5 books, because the average person will have not read more than 2 books on this topic. So if you were to read 5 books on this topic, you are now considered an expert because you know more than 99% of the population know about this topic. Unreal, okay? What about in Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio? And in one part of the movie, he was posing as a lecturer or a professor at a university. And when they caught him, sorry, spoiler alert. When they caught him, they asked him, how did he pull that off? How did he look? How did he, like, be a professor? And he said, it's easy. I just stayed one chapter ahead of the rest of the class. Now, to be an expert, you don't have to know everything. You just have to know more than the person that you're teaching. So that, like, just unreal. So therefore, you could be an expert at just about anything with enough study and enough time spent on it. Do you know another really cool thing is I was reading this article about this elderly lady. She's, like, in her 70s, and she is considered an expert in the field of archaeology. And yet she only began studying archaeology when she was in her 60s. So she had been studying it for over 10 years, but she started when she was in her 60s. Which just, you know what, that blows my mind. And that just shows you how much you can accomplish in a lifetime. Like, people would think you would have to have been in the field for 50 years. No, you don't have to. 10 years is plenty of time. Even I'd say, in some cases, 1 year, 2 years. Like, you don't even need to spend as much time as you think to learn a topic. It's more about how much you get involved and learn, and how your style of learning, and, you know, experience speaks a lot. Experience is very, it speaks volumes when you have experience in something. So I, with Hacked as F Radio, what I want to do is I just want to share more lessons and hacks and ways that you can improve your life in all different areas. And I know that there are a bunch of experts out there. So as we go on, you're going to see more and more interviews I'm going to have with people who are just sharing their own hacks and their own expertise, because everyone is an expert at something. If you... there is an excellent, excellent book called Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. The book is unreal, and it basically teaches you how to use your skill, an expert in an area, because every single person is an expert in an area, every one of us, to actually make money. So you might be thinking that you may not know much more about a topic than someone else, but if you're not teaching that person, then who really cares? If you don't need, so normally we are our harshest critics, and because we live with this knowledge, it's no big deal to us. So you, it's just like teaching an old person how to use a phone. Because you use a phone all the time, you totally take it for granted that you know how to do all these things. But when you're showing this person who doesn't know how to use it, you're just blowing their mind, and it's hard for them to wrap their heads around the stuff that you're teaching them that's just second nature to you. You wouldn't call yourself an expert, but to somebody else, you are an expert. Do you see what I'm saying? So, to me, I really feel that each of us has been given gifts and abilities, and it is our duty to use those to share with others. It would, I wish I had the book with me, but there is a quote in Expert Secrets, is one of my most favorite quotes in the world, and what Russell says is, each of us have been given our own specific gifts and abilities, skills and knowledge. And there are people out there in this world who need what you know. They need your skills, abilities, knowledge that you could share with them. And what a tragedy for you, what a tragedy for them, sorry, if you do not find your voice and speak up. So I really want to use this podcast as a platform to get more knowledge out there into your hands, expertise in all different areas, because I can be an expert in some things, but I'm not an expert in everything. You don't need to be an expert in heaps of things, just be awesome at what you do. And you may not realize, but your life experiences are making you experts in different areas. So, for example, I grew up in Tasmania, in the country, and we went and picked apples during the apple picking season with my dad. So yes, I know how to pick apples so as not to bruise them. I know the correct way. I know when you're supposed to do it, because I grew up doing that. Whereas the average person probably has never picked an apple in all their life. Some people don't even know apples grow on trees. So do you know what I'm saying? You have expertise, and there are people out there in this world who are even willing to pay you for your expertise. There's plenty of it you can just share for free, but there's people who will even pay you for it. So don't take yourself for granted. Do not underestimate yourself. We really underestimate ourselves sometimes. And the thing is, you know something that someone else doesn't know. And there's a lot of power in being able to shorten someone's learning curves. Learning curves take time, and they take money, and they can be really discouraging as well. So if you can shorten someone's learning curve by teaching them yourself, rather than letting them have to go through it and experience it, that is a hugely valuable skill. That is hugely valuable to anyone. So you may be wondering, Belle, I don't know what my expertise is. I don't really know. And if that's the case, that's totally normal, because these days we just get told, you know, if you shout out your skills, then you're just up yourself and all of that kind of thing. And that's kind of bullshit, but we'll go into that another day. But how about what you could do is you could make a post on your social media, or you could ask your closest friends and family, what do they think of when they think of you? So then therefore that will give you an idea of kind of like your own, it's not necessarily a brand, but like kind of, I can't really word it another way. It's like a brand. It's like your brand. What do people think of when they think of you? And they might say like a sport you're into, or I don't know, kind of like a personality trait or whatever. And that can lead back to your expertise. Now, don't underestimate yourself. Don't underestimate yourself. I know we can be hard on ourselves, but just trust me, it's valuable. It's freaking valuable. And if you want to become an expert at something, it isn't even very hard. Just start getting the experience, getting the knowledge, which, hello, right now here at your fingertips, you have all the knowledge in the world. You can access Google and find out all kinds of things. You can take courses, you can go and volunteer, you can change your line of work, whatever it is. There's so many ways, so, so many ways. And you can learn a lot and then pass that learning on to someone else. I was in a Facebook ads community, and the lady who was running it said that she is very careful about teaching her team new things because learning curves are expensive and they're time consuming, and not only that, they really hit team morale. So she can shorten her team's learning curve by getting someone else to teach them, then she will do that rather than making them go through it themselves. So don't underestimate it. I want you to think about what you're an expert at, because trust me, you are an expert at something. I absolutely love Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. It's a free book. You just pay for shipping, and I will put a link so you can go and have a look at it for yourself in the description. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Hacked As F, fellow hacker. If you want to hear more, then you know what to do. You rate, you comment, you subscribe, you tell us what you want to hear, and we'll find ways and teach you ways of optimizing your life in every possible way.